Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Baseball Spo, Baseball Spo.
Yeah, the man is in studio with us here in the loop. His name is Adam Spillane, otherwise known as Baseball Spo. We're going to have to see if we pivot to Basketball Spo.
Basketball Spo.
Basketball Spo. How do you feel about Bob Costas now that we're talking about basketball?
No. Trying to give Figgy more work?
You know, we might.
I don't know.
Yeah. This is easy.
He's got two hits.
Basketball
He's got
Spo.
Two hits already.
Basketball Spo.
Yeah. Hey.
Basketball
hey.
Spo.
All right, we'll work on that. Yeah. While we do, let's talk to the man, Adam Spillane. What I've realized is, maybe one of the better opportunities to watch baseball is over Adam Spillane's shoulder, as I did yesterday at Toyota Center. Preseason game for the Rockets, the second to last, the penultimate one before they get the game of the season going next week. Let's start here. Seeing Reed Sheppard in person was kind of different than watching him on the broadcast. Do you feel the same way? Because it felt like a different level of play seeing him in person.
Like a good different or a bad different?
Good different for
yeah,
me.
No, yeah, no, he's very advanced for being a rookie and for being as inexperienced as he is at the level. And one of the things that Fred VanVleet said last night was that he's advanced. Mm-hmm. Like he's advanced just in terms of like reads in the pick and roll. He's advanced just in terms of like the basketball IQ and knowing just how to run an offense. So that's a really big step. And I do think that they trust him to run that second unit offense. And I do think that you saw him in the second quarter. He was the only guard out, or he's the only point guard out there. It was
yeah.
him and Cam Whitmore were in the backcourt. So I do feel like they are comfortable with him running their offense when VanVleet is not out there. And we'll probably see it a little bit more tomorrow. They haven't said this for sure, but it is my guess that VanVleet won't play tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be just more opportunities for Sheppard to run the offense on his own. He probably won't start the game. It'll probably be Amen Thompson in that spot, but then he'll be like the first guy coming off the bench. So it's looked good so far. Physically, that's going to be the challenge for him. And, you know, he's not very big and teams are going to attack him, but he's smart. And I do think that some of the smarts can make up for some of the physical deficiencies that he might have. And I will say, one of the things that they wanted to get to last night was mm-hmm. having him on the floor with VanVleet.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get to do that in Salt Lake. VanVleet didn't play the game in Oklahoma City, and Udoka just wanted to see how it looked.
And yeah,
I think that he's very pleased with how that looked, and I don't think that he's going to have like any. He's not going to be afraid to go to those two together, even though they might be small, just because they play well off each other.
The one that stood out to me from what I saw, and we'll get to that during confessions, is. They got something in Steven Adams, man. I mean, what he can bring this squad is something that they were in dire need of.
Yeah, the big thing is going to be keeping him healthy.
Yeah.
You know, he's not old.
He's 31.
Yeah, he's been around a while, but it's not like he's some 36-year-old. He's mm-hmm. still 31. You know, the knees have been an issue, obviously, and he's missed basically the last two seasons. So they're going to have to be careful just with his minutes. But the good thing with this team is that with Shingun playing, you know, probably 32, 34 minutes a game, you don't need that much mm-hmm. from Adams. You don't need him to go play 25 minutes for you. You just need him in spurts, and he's physical, obviously. It seems like they really like Adams with Sheppard
yeah.
together. Just, you know, that's a really good pick and roll pairing that I think the two of them can have.
Offensive rebounding?
Yeah, the offensive rebounding is big, and they want to be a good offensive rebounding team. Like, mm-hmm. they've made it clear. They want to be a top
five. Weren't they really low last year?
They were eighth. They're actually better than I thought.
Yeah.
Now, 2 years ago, I think they were second or third 2 years ago, but they were a horrific transition defense team.
Yeah.
Last year, they were a good offensive rebounding team, but they were also great defending in transition. So they seem to have been able to kind of mold that, but they do want to start crashing the offensive glass a little bit more this year than they did last year. And I think it's a good way to steal possessions, and Adams is a good guy to have for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I love what you mentioned with Steven Adams, because it just feels like he is a guy that you can trust, right? In those yeah. spot minutes outside and
he's
center.
He's polished.
And I would like to steal from Payne and Pendergast. They have kind of their circle of swarm. They have their circle of trust with the Astros. Who do you feel falls within the Tech or the Rockets' circle of trust outside of their starters? Because I think that's what is going to be insightful in figuring out what the rotation really looks like and what this team really looks like as they try and pare down from 13, 14 guys yeah. that they feel are viable players on this team.
I think they've got 14 guys. I think all 14 guys that have guaranteed contracts right now would be in that circle.
Because interesting.
Because they all played last year. And so you look at the guys that are expected to be, look at the guys who were in the rotation last year who probably won't be in it to start this year. You're talking about Jayshon Tate. They have full trust in him. He's just not, you know, he's just not as good as the other guys.
Yeah.
You look at Jock Landale. He is behind the other two centers. You look at Aaron Holiday. He's going to be behind the other guards. But all those guys have played big minutes for them in the past. And if somebody gets hurt or somebody needs a day, I think they have full faith in those guys to step in and take up those minutes. I think that's what that's what makes this team really good, is just the depth of it. And it's a team that won 41 games last year in the Western Conference. They bring everybody back, and then they add Shepherd and Adams to that mix. And then you hope that the young guys who are going into their fourth year, their third year, or their second year can take that next step forward, because I think that is how you build in some wins also.
But and we talked about this yesterday. The next step forward to me is going to be really interesting in the West because they're bringing everybody back outside of, you know, they added the two you just mentioned. But the West got better. Like, the West is as good or better in some cases, you know. Obviously, is it Budenholzer in Phoenix, and then some of the teams, Oklahoma City, and all these other. Like, what is it going to mean in terms of, you know, as much as in the standings?
Yeah, they're in the wrong conference right now.
Yeah.
And I think if you put them in the East, they would be probably, I don't know if a lock, but they would have a very good chance to get into that top six. In the West, it's a lot tougher.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that they have a very good chance of getting into the top 10. And if you get into that top 10, then you're a game away from making the playoffs, or you're two games away from making the playoffs. And I think that'll be the key. But again, in the West, you've got 15 teams. 13 of them are probably trying to win this year.
Yeah.
And you've got to jump some of those teams. And, you know, they were 11th last year, so that means you got to jump one. I think the Clippers are probably ripe to fall back this year. But then you have Memphis finished behind them,
mm-hmm.
and Memphis has all of its guys back. So you figure Memphis is a good candidate to maybe leap over them. So they are going to have to outplay multiple teams that were better than them last year. And I do think that they can, but it's going to mean that they can't give away games.
Yeah.
And there were three games last year where they were up three in the final seconds. They wanted to give the foul. They could not execute that.
Mm-hmm.
They lost two of those three games. Like, that's the sort of stuff that you can't do. So the games where they have leads in the fourth quarter, they have got to be able to finish those games. Otherwise, they're going to be finding themselves out of the play-in mix again.
Yeah, and I think that circles back around to point guard play in some ways. Or maybe that's just the veteran, because he happens to be your point guard. It seems like, from what I saw, the entirety of the vibe of the team is way more settled when Fred VanVleet is on the floor compared to, obviously, Reed running the point or whatever. And that made me think of, in those moments where you're closing out games, you just kind of need guys to be more settled. Who stands to, you know, make that step this year, at least in your estimation, in becoming guys that are more assured and more confident in those types of moments?
I think the big one probably has to be Jalen Green. And, you know, this is year four for him. He's not a kid anymore. This is now 4 years of him being a starting player on an NBA team. So I do think that they need that consistency from him. When guys go to the bench and he's out there with that, if he's out there with the second unit, he needs to be the guy that they can go to. There needs to be, like I said, there needs to be a lot more consistency with him. That's something that he's lacked. When he's on the floor with Alperen Şengün, he has to figure out a way to get the best out of his game, because that's where he's fallen short. You know, you saw it last March. He was one of the best players in the entire league. Şengün wasn't out there. So he needs to be able to find a way to coexist with Şengün the way that he played. You know, he needs to be able to play at that level when Şengün is on the floor. So I think that he's probably the big one. I think you look at the guys who are going into year three and year four, Jabari Smith being one of those guys, Jalen Green being the other guy, Alperen Şengün being that guy. Like, that's a big leap. You know, they've been in the league now for a while. Can they take that next step? You know, Şengün said one of his goals is to be an all-star this year. He was kind of in that mix last year. Can he take that next step? So I do think that that's the one good thing with them, is that they have a lot of room to grow. Even they're bringing everybody back from a 41-win team, but those guys have room to grow. And I do think that being young the way that they are, that's going to help them just in terms of, like, back-to-backs. I don't think you're going to have to do a lot of, like, injury management type stuff,
mm-hmm.
arrest management type stuff with them. I think they'll be able to go and play all 82, and that might give them an extra couple wins.
Yeah, hopefully you find a level of steadying forces in some of those guys. Real quick, and I mean, we have right before the start of the season officially on Monday is the deadline to figure out what's happening with potential extensions for your two big guys, name-wise, Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün. Quickly, yes or no on getting something done for either of those guys on Monday or before Monday?
It seems like there might be a chance for Şengün. I mean, I think that was some of the reporting done just a couple of weeks ago, was that they thought that they were close. Şengün actually talked about it, and he thought that they would probably get something done So I think that might be a possibility. I don't see it happening with Jalen Green. I think Jalen Green wants the max. He saw the guy picked right ahead of him in that draft get the max. He saw the guy picked behind him get the max. I think that's what he's going to hold out for. I don't think that offer is there for him right now. So it's going to be about going out, playing, and earning that contract.
There you go. That's our basketball spell. Somebody said the way to do that is parody of Basketball Jones.
We like the beat, though.
We do like the beat, but I do. Yeah. I see what we're working with there, 713. I appreciate, or 737, in fact. And we always appreciate our guy, Adam Spillane. Hopefully, I'll see you at Toyota Center a little bit more, but obviously, we'll see you here with us Wednesdays at 10:40. Appreciate you, man.
See y'all later.
There he goes. Adam Spillane joins us. He's our Astros and Rockets insider here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, let's go around the NFL where Jerry Jones has said some more, but then also a little Mike Tomlin audio that was kind of fascinating. We'll get into all of that and more next.